Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can also follow us on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. You still haven't gotten that Twitter fix, Rob? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's hard to get through to people. I've worked at it.
Wow.
Me.
My goodness. Ridiculous.
I could just change it, but then I lose my
your followers.
Yeah.
Wow.
I could change
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I wouldn't
but I don't
do that. But that's just.
Well, but that's
I
my, only other, that's my only other option.
Well, they'll let you. They won't. You mean they won't let you change it? Like, it's not just taking time. It's like
no,
you can't do it?
It's like, yeah.
Really?
I mean, it's really. Trust me, I've been working on it with three people trying to get this sorted out. It ain't as easy as. You saw what I did on Instagram, right? Like that. IG.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
Twitter's weird, so.
All right, well, I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter and ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. And, folks, if you're dealing with a dead battery, there's one place to go. It's called AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. We got Rob Woodson joining us at the bottom of the hour, as he does every Monday. But let's get into, we've been talking about Tampa Bay and Antonio Brown, and we'll get into that again a little later in the next hour. But there was, Rob, a lot of big games over the weekend. Fantastic weekend. Arizona goes into Dallas where Kyler Murray is 9-0, no, 8-0 or 9-0 now at that stadium in Dallas, Jerry's house. And they beat the Cowboys, and there are some other big games, but none bigger. I'd say the game of the weekend was Kansas City and Cincinnati. And the Bengals win in a thriller, 34-31 on a late field goal to win it. They won the AFC North Division along with it. Joe Burrow was fantastic, 446 yards, four touchdowns, no INTs. And outplayed Patrick Mahomes as they outplayed the Chiefs. And the Bengals looked like they're for real. They look like they're a threat. And Rob, I'll just say this before you go. You know, historically you think, man, is the team going to go from not making the playoffs to the Super Bowl? But Rob, in three of our last four Super Bowls, that's actually been the case. One team has done it. Now, last year, Tampa Bay, you could put an asterisk by that because obviously they added Tom Brady and a few other top players. Same thing with San Francisco back in, what, 2019, when they just got healthy, right? Jimmy G and some other players were injured the year before, so they had an off year. But Philadelphia, when they did it in 2017, I mean, that was a legitimate from going 7-9 the year before to having a great season and winning the Super Bowl. So you got to at least say, hey, the Bengals, you know, you gotta take them seriously. And I thought they looked really good yesterday.
Yeah, it wasn't so much the Bengals that bothered me. It was the Chiefs. That's what I came away with that game. That was a huge game to win the AFC and have your own control over what's happening. And now the Titans can win, and you know you don't have a first round bye. I mean, this was a game they were up 28-14 on the road. They only scored 3 points in the second half.
Right.
And that's a big loss. And you saw somebody, you know, we talked about the Chiefs defense. I know they had played well for a stretch, but they gave up almost 500 passing yards in a game. They were up 28-14. Like it just, there was some telltale signs there, like the ugly Kansas City reappeared. The one that we saw give up the game to the Chargers, give up the game to the Buffalo. No, who was the other one? Baltimore came in and scored 28, whatever. You know, big second half.
Well, the Bills,
them.
They lost to the Bills. They lost to the Chargers. They lost to the Ravens. That's when they were really struggling early in the year.
Right. Their defense, and it was three, the defense that just couldn't do anything. So that was a sign to me. In a game that they had something really to play for, and I'm not taking anything away from Cincinnati. Cincinnati played well. I give Joe Burrow credit and you know, and Chase and all that, Chris. But with so much, and I get it, they won 8 in a row, Kansas City, trying to win 9 in a row. It ain't easy. But it wasn't like they got jumped on and they couldn't get out of the hole, you know? Like, they got jumped on in Cincinnati and it was 17-0 and they just couldn't recover.
Right.
They had this game.
Well, they were up by 14 three times. 14-0, right. 21-7, 28-14.
Right. This is what I'm saying. Like this is a game that the way this team had turned a corner should have been able to win. I'm not saying it wouldn't have been tight or a close game, maybe not a blowout because Cincinnati's better than that. But it really surprised me in a must win to have a first round bye and have home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs that in the second half they didn't come up with anything. You know, 3 points, and the defense couldn't stop the Bengals offense.
It was costly. Like you said, they most likely lost home field advantage through the AFC playoffs. So it was costly in that regard. But as someone that's picked the Kansas City Chiefs to get back to the Super Bowl and win the AFC, in fact, to win it all, not worried. Not at all. Now, they can be beaten. They're not unbeatable by any stretch. But I still think they are the legitimate favorite in the AFC. And, Rob, I actually think this was a nice wake-up call for them. I think this was just what the doctor ordered. Because, like you said, they had won 8 straight. Everybody's praising the defense. They're talking about having their swagger back. Oh, they got their swagger back. All of that stuff. And they had beaten good teams. The Raiders twice. The Cowboys, The Packers, granted, without Aaron Rodgers. But the Chargers, they had beaten good teams, so they may have been feeling themselves a little bit. They get up big, two scores by Mahomes in the first quarter. I thought it was going to be a rout. I was texting with Nick Wright, my co-host on First Things First. I was like, yeah, dang, it looks like it's going to be a rout.
Yeah, y'all, I'm sure that you needed some baby oil with that conversation, you and
well,
Nick Wright.
Well, he's Mr. Chief. I mean, I picked him. But, yeah, I mean, so.
Did you talk to him after the game is what I want
to
know.
Well, we talked to him, yeah, and I talked to him on the show today. He was hurting. But, like I said, to me, this is good. You said it's hard to win 9 straight games in the NFL. We see all the time teams lose games to teams that are not as good as them. And so I'm not panicking. I'm not, they're in trouble. They're back to their old ways. Now, I thought Spagnuolo, he insists on covering Ja'Marr Chase one-on-one.
I don't know
and
how.
And he paid, right.
I don't know
he paid
a football
for
coach. I'm not a football coach, but I'm sorry. Somebody no. else got to beat me. I'm sorry.
Right. And that's where I think, you know, should they meet in the playoffs, he's got to make some adjustments. You obviously have plenty of tape showing that you can't guard this dude one-on-one. He is fantastic, Rob. But they had a lot of big, huge chunk plays. You know what I mean? It wasn't like they consistently just marched on him. So they had a lot of big chunk plays. The one chase on the sideline, I don't know how in the world he got that wide open. The one where he took the little slant and went, I don't even know if it was a slant, but it was a short pass. He went, took it all the way to the house. I mean, his speed was ridiculous. So outside, you know, they had some huge plays. But I think Kansas City will be fine. Like I said, I think this is a good wake-up call for them to realize, you know what, we it's not going to be easy. All right, we thought we had it back, but we're going to have to fight and grind and scratch and claw to get out of the AFC, and I think that'll be good for them.
Yeah, I mean, that would be if you were the team, you try to spin it that way. But I just like to just say, hey, yeah, okay, but it wasn't like they were down. They were doing what they wanted to in the first half, and it got stopped. That's the part. Chris, it's okay if Cincinnati is putting up points, but they had put up points already. 3 points in the second half? I mean, that's the part that I'm – what happened? Where they went from scoring at will to only getting a field goal. So I get Cincinnati, their high-powered offense. I don't know their defense to be that great.
Their pass defense isn't.
Yeah,
their rush defense.
Well, it didn't look
good.
Like their it in the first defense, half. It surely didn't look
right.
Like
but
it.
They, yeah. I mean, but just like you say, okay, they scored 3 points, and they did. It was, I mean, it was bad. All right, but they also scored 28 in the first half. So, I mean, they scored 31 for the game. You know, all the talk about their offense is sorry this year, and it's all about the defense. They're fourth in the league in scoring. Like, they still can put up points. They don't do it in as dazzling a fashion as they have in the past 2 years. But they still are capable of putting up. I mean, again, they lost 34-31. So even though the offense only accounted for 3 points in the second half, and I'm not glossing over that, this one was on the defense. You give up 34 points, then that's on your defense. They should have won scoring 31. So the defense, like I said, maybe they were reading their press clippings. Maybe they were thinking they're the best defensive unit in the league, which they have been for, you know, several weeks. But they got a nice little slap in the face, and I think it'll serve them well.
Yeah, I just wonder. The road is tougher if you don't have the if you don't. It's just tougher.
Yeah,
just
without tougher, home, you got to play that bye now.
Right, it's a tougher road, especially when you had it. It ain't like you didn't have it and you were fighting your way all the way up trying to get it and you never attained it. You had it right there and you had the lead and you had a chance to bury Cincinnati and just couldn't. And I think that's the part that you look at as a missed opportunity to really solidify yourself. That was the one of all those other wins that they had. That was the one that they needed most and they didn't get it. And that's why I think
Think the Texans will be able to take out Tennessee?
No.
And do them a favor?
I'd be surprised. Spread it without Derrick Henry.
I mean, the Texans did get a couple upsets. They had a few nice little upsets.
They're not going to upset. The way Tennessee's played, you know what I mean, in situations where they could have easily been falling out. For them to have the top AFC, Chris,
right.
you got to give them credit without Derrick Henry.
And
that's
then
incredible.
Henry, you know, we'll talk about this later in the week, but it looks like he could be back for the playoffs.
Right.
He's going to be taken off the injury reserve. And here's the thing, Rob, about Henry. He'll be fresh. I mean, you know, all the players have the bumps and bruises, you know, from the whole season. Derrick Henry will be fresh. So they're going to be tough. But I still got Kansas City. I still feel good about that one. Nice little wake-up call this weekend. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with me and Rob. What do you think? Is Cincinnati a team to be reckoned with in the AFC? Or were the Kansas City Chiefs exposed? Am I tripping by feeling good, sticking my chest out, saying it with bass in my voice that Kansas City is still the team to beat in the AFC? Your turn, 877-99 on Fox. Chris and Rob, I couple.
Listen, Chris, the song.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Yes, Big Daddy.
And real credit card questions require real people. Someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful United States-based representatives. I can't emphasize that enough. And they're available 24/7, 365. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. 877-99-05.
That sounded weird. You know that? You said United States base instead of saying U.S. base. That's
U.S.
all
base? Sounded yeah. Different. Yeah, I just, you know, every once in a while I like to throw in a little.
Throw it out. All right.
A little something different, you know. I got all styles right. Upon styles.
Let's do it. Let's get started here with Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board, man. It's good to hear y'all back together. Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year, my
man. Happy New Year, my man. Happy New Year.
Man, I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and keep yourselves safe and tight, man. We done lost too many legends in the first couple weeks, so y'all continue to take care of yourselves and hopefully a healthy and happy 2022. Yes, but my take
you,
real quick,
you,
man, is, Chris, man, I'm going to need you to stop throwing all these roses over at Patrick Mahomes. I know that were your preseason pick. But how quickly we forget, man. They took a huge L to the Titans back in October, man. They took an L to the Bills. They took an L to the Chargers, man. They took an L to several other teams in the AFC who are vying for that spot. And I'm with Rob, man. I don't know how you could sleep on the Tennessee Titans. They beat those same Bills. You know what I'm saying? They beat the Baltimore Ravens. They beat those same Chiefs handily. And not only that, but they've done it all with the majority of the season without King Henry. You throw him back in the mix in the playoffs, this team does nothing but play great defense, run the ball. And not only that, but you look at the Titans the last 3 years. They've been slowly progressing. I think this is the year they get over the hump, and Vrabel got to win that coach of the year.
What team hasn't had some bad losses? I mean, you sitting here praising the Titans. They got blown away by Arizona with Derrick Henry. They got beat by the freaking New York Jets. With Derrick Henry. So I'm just saying, like, I can point, we can go down the line. Green Bay loses to Minnesota. They've been the most consistent. But everybody's got some bad losses. We always remember this. And this helps a brother like me in pigskin pickoff. It's why I'm at 60% running away with it.
Yeah,
here's wisdom.
Picking favorites is why you're running away with
this. Yes, thank
think
you.
About
you
I am running. I'm up
you
like nine
that.
Games.
You know that,
it's
Sean.
Over.
Sean,
it's
you
over.
Know Sean,
we got
you know
one
game. Right.
We got one
it's
weekend
good.
Left.
It's a game.
Chris,
it's over.
Chris Benton with
we
Vegas,
got five.
Man. Come on,
hold
man.
On. But here we go, Sean. Remember this. A great NFL season is 13-4. That means you lost four games. And a 13-4 team might be the best team in the league. But they lost four games. Maybe all four, certainly a couple of them, to teams that were worse than them. So it just happens. So don't sleep on the Chiefs, baby.
Drew in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drew?
I got to say, I think that we're discrediting the Bengals. I think this is a statement win for them. And I think if you didn't think Joe Burrow was a top five quarterback in the AFC, I don't know what you think now. I think he has
he's
almost
definitely
a
top five in AFC. I mean, look, here's what I'll say, Drew.
It's funny, though.
I looked
at his QBR rating, and he's in the middle of the pack, which is surprising when you think of the numbers he's put up. So, I'm not trying to poo-poo him and what he's done, But he's not at the top of the list. Go look at the QBR.
I mean, that's one element, QBR.
No, I know. I mean, I know, but I'm just saying it gives you a kind of a gauge. I'm just saying I'm surprised how low he is on that.
But I'm saying I think you got three QBs, Brady, Mahomes, and Rodgers, to me, that are top three. Whatever order you put them, those are top three. And then I would have said Russell Wilson before this year, but I think, Rob, that four, five, six, like those are – kind of interchangeable. And I think Burrow's in the discussion. Like, that dude is bad. Not just what he does on the field, but the way he's helped change that culture. We've talked about it before, Rob. Everybody thought he was stupid for going there, and all he's done is get him to the playoffs in his second.
You know what he is? I'm just giving you the number. I'm just telling you the number. He's number 11, which is just surprising to me. Right above Jimmy Garoppolo. Can you believe that? And Ryan Tannehill. He's number 11.
Yeah, but that QBR, you know, some people.
No,
have
I'm
an
just
issue
it's just
QBR.
A gauge.
Yeah,
I'm not saying. I mean, I'm.
Yeah, I mean, what is he? What is, where is he at in passer rating?
You know, I'll take a look at that too, Bob.
Yeah.
In Ohio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's happening, Chris? First of all, man, I want to jump before I even talk about the Bengals in Kansas City. That QBR, that's garbage. Quit looking at
right.
That,
that's what I'm saying. That's
let me just
ESPN's number. Other people use that.
And let me show you how much of a garbage that is. Yesterday, Josh Allen had three picks. His QBR was just as close or higher than Joe Burrow. So throw that
there you
out.
Go.
That's garbage. Look
really?
At the passer rating.
He had three picks, and Burrow had four touchdowns, no picks, and his
and
rating is
QBR.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, that says
stupid.
It all.
So
and by the way, we won't cut you off. By the way, Rob, Burrow, passer rating, second to Aaron Rodgers. So there you have it.
Thank you very much, Chris. Appreciate that. Hey, the problem in that game yesterday, big Bengal fan, but the problem in that game is adjustment. KC didn't make any adjustments. First half, they scored 28 points. Second half, they scored three. Well, you know why? Because the Bengals defensive staff made adjustments. What they did in the second half, they took Hill and Kelsey out of the game and allowed the Chiefs to run the ball. And they never did blitz Mahomes. They blitzed him one time, and that was when they were driving to try to tie up the game or take the lead, and he ended up kicking that field goal. That was the only time. There was no adjustments. And like Chris had mentioned earlier, who guards Chase one-on-one? How many times do you have to be burned to get out of that? Their secondary is garbage, man. That showed you a lot. Third and 27, there's not even a play
that you can't
for
give
third
up.
27.
You can't give that up. On any circumstance, you can't give up a third and 27. I'm
it
sorry.
Almost makes you wonder, did Spagnola not want to show you know, like you said, Rob, they needed the game.
Home,
but
home
did he not want to show something
with
in the
home
playoffs
field on the line
that they might
Chris?
Do in the playoffs? I don't know.
With home field
I mean,
on the line?
Probably not. I hear you. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know why he didn't adjust.
Let's squeeze in Leo in New York. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Leo?
Not much. Happy New Year, Rob.
Happy New Year.
Congratulations
just
on picking the upset.
Just Rob?
Congratulations
on picking
the asset,
wow.
Rob, because we know that he only makes easy picks, you know? So
no, don't get cut off.
see how he is to you, Leo? Chris, you see how
Leo,
he is?
My man. See, Leo, cool. Leo calling up lighthearted, making jokes. I'm good with that.
How are you, Chris? I hope you had a happy holiday.
I'm good, brother. I know how you
That's what's
That's
up.
Cool.
Hey, Rob, did you have some over the weekend?
Did I have fun over the weekend?
No, did you have some?
Some what?
Pig feet.
This is a
pig
family
feet.
Show.
Oh, some what? Pig feet. No, pig
yes.
feet. No, you know what?
I only, wow.
My late mom has passed. She's the only pig feet I used to eat was her pig feet. I've never had
Leo,
anybody else.
Leo, are you're African, Leo?
Yeah.
Okay, I know you ain't eating no pig feet. You eat pig feet?
I grew up with pig feet.
Yes,
Chris.
Of course you
in
grew
Africa
up with pig
or
feet.
Here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There were pig feet in the stew every goddamn day. I was
Man.
Even tired of it.
Yes. All right.
I
tell you what.
Good,
I don't
Chris.
Eat pig feet. I've
pig
had
feet
it
is good. Hey, Leo, tell
it's
her.
All
if it's cooked,
fat.
Tell him.
It's
if
all
it's cooked
fat.
Right.
You might as well just go ahead and pour some lard down your throat.
It's good. Alex, you want to try some
no,
pig feet?
Rob,
Alex,
I'll tell you this. I would much rather not eat food for the rest of my life.
I was going to say, I don't know what in the world Alex would, you'd have to
Alex
give him.
Alex would probably throw up in his mouth.
You want to know what's funny, guys? I'll just tell you this quickly. So Jason Smith on the next show thought he would come in with one of those McRibs, and that would be my breaking of my habit I've been on of no eating meat. How funny is that?
Yeah, that is not happening. A McRib.
Yeah, you better come.
Don't even eat ribs. You know
what I'm saying?
The Crossroads, by the way?
I have not been yet, see?
Are you waiting for me?
I am, actually.
All right, it might be a while.
California's got to jump and
we'll
drop
see.
Into
you
the
never
Pacific
know.
We'll be a beachfront by the time Chris comes.
Exactly. And anyway, we'll never eat, hey, Alex, never eat a rib sandwich where there's no bone in the rib, okay?
It doesn't make sense to me.
You got to have the bones. You got to have the structure.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're going to have to be quick. We got to him late, but he's the Hall of Fame defensive back, Fox Sports Radio, NFL analyst, arguably the best to ever do it, Rob Woodson. What's up, man?
What's up, my brothers from another mother?
How are you? It is Happy good to New have you. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to all of both of you guys. Missed you guys. Hey, Chris, I missed you, man, last week.
Yeah, I had to take a little break, man. I had to take a little break.
As always, you know that, Rod. There's slackers and
you know, light skinned brothers. They can't. You know, they can't. They don't want to work on the phone.
You already know, right? Definitely.
Hey, Rod. Let's get straight to AB. I don't know if I've ever said this to you. I may have, but I heard from good sources, like former NFL players, that you were the locker room, like, enforcer. Like, you would roll up on cats like, yo, that's not how we do it here, or stuff like that. So I'm asking you, as that guy, if you saw, I mean, I guess AB's not a part of the team anymore, but, you know, if you were on a team where that happened, what would you be thinking?
Well, you got to hope that we would have got to it way earlier than that, right? Because there was issues and there were signs that he was going down the wrong path a long time ago. And unfortunately enough, maybe people did step up and try to help him. He didn't want the help. Maybe he did get the help and it just didn't have him clicked in yet. But somewhere along the line, we got to hope that, you know, I think we all can say for a fact that we believe that he needs help.
Yes.
As a man, as a human being, that there's something broken inside of him that needs fixed. And, you know, instead of bashing him, I want to, you know, pray for the guy. I'm going to pray for him again tonight. And hopefully somewhere along the line, he can figure out where he belongs and his purpose in life, because he's a heck of a football player. When he was playing at his best, I mean, he was the best receiver in the National Football League. And he really made the small receiver come back into vogue when everybody was going to the big receivers and receiver, you know, the Steelers went to him, got him not even a first round, but a mid round pick. And he becomes a dynamic playmaker. And now we see all these small receivers again, right, in the National Football League. So he made it back in vogue. I just hope that everything works out for him in life, because I know when I met him in Pittsburgh, he was a really good kid, a really good person. And then somewhere along the line, you know, he just lost himself. So hopefully he can find his purpose again for his family, for his kids, and for himself.
Rod, I agree with you. And I think it's unlikely he ever plays in the league again. But I've said, if he gets serious mental help, almost like AA, where you just come to an understanding of why you were acting up the way you have over several years, then maybe in a few years somebody might take a chance on you. Or do you think that's possible? Or
that's gone. I think that bridge is broken down. I think the bridge in the National Football League is gone. I just hope that, you know, hopefully he, you know, he's done well with his money. He's made a lot of money, and that, you know, he can take care of himself and his children's children for what the money he's made. But at the end of the day, I just hope he finds his purpose. I really do. And when you find your purpose, you find your peace. And so I hope he can do that.
Hey, Rod, let me ask you about the Cowboys. Just when everybody's ready to crown them and look out for the Cowboys, they got it all together. They're going back to the Super Bowl finally. They have a game at home that they struggle and lose to the Cardinals, who came in, losers of three in a row and 5 of 8. What do you make of that game? And that was an important game for the Cowboys.
It was. You know, listen, in the National Football League this year, you just don't know. You know, the best team in the league and the most consistent team in the league this year has been the Green Bay Packers.
Right. Right.
And Aaron Rodgers, we know how great he is. We know when he retires and puts up the cleats, 5 years later, dude's in the Hall of Fame. We know that, right? But the defense is starting to ball out for Green Bay, which that makes that's going to be a tough task for anybody to play the Green Bay Packers. Every other team in the National Football League can be beaten. I think Green Bay, if they play their best and every other team plays their best, the Green Bay Packers are going to win the Super Bowl. Mm. I mean, that's the way it's kind of is worked out this year. But everybody else, just you find holes in everybody's game. And the Green Bay Packers is the one team that you say they got a stud quarterback, they got a stud running back, they got a stud receiver, they got some stud players on their defense, and their defense is playing way better than it had in the past. And that makes them, to me, the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl this year.
Let me ask you this real quick. They put up stats last night, or I saw today, about Aaron Rodgers versus the NFC North. Have you seen this? 9-2 That's the last two seasons. Completion percentage, 73.3%. Ready? 36 touchdowns, no picks against his own team's rivals in the NFC North, and a quarterback rating of 132.5. I mean,
man, the coaches can't wait till he retires.
Right. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Right. They hoping he leaves.
36 touchdowns and no picks in the division?
If I was one of the coaches in the NFC North, man, I'm tampering. I'm trying to get him up out of there. I'm doing subtle hint that he should be going somewhere else in the AFC. I mean, I'm trying to get him out, man. They can't beat him. They know it. Those are staggering stats, man. Those,
right.
They're
in
really
your hard. Own division. You know where you have rivalries, right? Your own division.
Ain't no rivalry in that division. He owns
right. Nobody's
the division.
Messing with them.
I mean, he said right. I think it was like it was midseason when he scored and he said, We own them.
Chicago.
Right. Chicago. Yeah, said, I own you.
I still right. own you. We'll see if he owns the rest of the NFC because he certainly hadn't owned that. So we will see. All right, that's our man, Rod Woodson. Great stuff as always, brother. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, brothers.
Yep, appreciate right. you.
We're going to talk Cowboys. We've mentioned them a few times. We're going to get into it next on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card? But can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. Simple as that. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. You can't beat that. I mean, come on. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. And Rob, you alluded, we've alluded to it a few times today, but Arizona goes into Dallas. Big game. Both teams had already clinched a playoff berth, but, you know, Arizona's playing for the division crown in the NFC West, and Dallas playing for, you know, the best home, you know, advantage it can get as far as seeding right in the playoffs. And look, it was 25-22, but it was I thought Arizona kind of controlled the game, Rob. They were 22-7
till late. I think the score is a little misleading because they were in control of that game, Chris, for the most part. And
right,
then at the end, Dallas, you know, got a touchdown and a 2-point conversion to make it closer. And then it looked like, oh, wow, that was a great – Arizona kind of ran things for most of the game and controlled it. And I just thought coming off of Dallas's whooping of Washington, you know, that they were feeling good and they were at home, you know, and Arizona's been scuffling 3 in a row. This was a chance to, like, knock Arizona down. Like, they made the playoffs, but you know what I mean. Right. Like, let them know, like,
well,
dude,
you might have to face them.
Right.
They might face each other in the first round.
And if they face
in that
each
same
other,
building.
Right.
Yeah.
And Kyler hasn't lost yet in that building.
No, he thinks he owns that building. High school, college, pro. I see. Now, I will give Dallas this, and it's not much. But I think what you just said, I think that worked against them. I think Arizona was the more desperate team. They had lost 3 straight, and they needed a win to feel good about themselves. They got
they got a weak team next week. I can't remember. I'll find out who it is. But it's a team that if they beat them, I don't think it would have made them feel great about themselves going into the playoffs had they lost that game to the Cowboys. Seattle. I mean, so Seattle's okay. They might come out there and, like you said, try to be a spoiler. But still, they needed a win over a playoff team, and they got it. Dallas, Rob.
They can't run the football, I think, Chris. They can't run.
45 yards rushing
Ezekiel
yesterday.
Ezekiel had 16 yards on 9 carries. I mean, that is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Rob, look.
He should be able to fall over for 20 yards. Fall forward for 20 yards.
You almost feel like you could put any running back in the NFL out there and get 16 yards and 9 carries.
That's what I'm saying. Least,
right? I mean, and that, look, we've talked about this. Running backs kind of get screwed, right? Because a lot of times your best years are those early years, and if you're really good, the team uses you up. And, you know, by the time you're in line for that big payday, you're a bit damaged, right? And they don't want to give it to you. And he got his money, and I'm happy for him personally. But, Rob, that contract looks bad.
Well, he hasn't been good since, to be honest. And, you know, maybe the time off as well. I don't know what it is.
Is he beat up? I mean, is he taking too many shots?
Here's the other thing, Chris, I want to just jump out about Dallas. Too many penalties. 10 penalties for 88 yards.
Yeah.
That's coaching. Like that's a bad – those are the ones that kill you in the playoff, a holding on a big play, you know, or a touchdown that comes back. They got 10 penalties for 88
yards.
And
they had the nerve to complain about it. They lead the league in penalties. So stop
right.
it. It's not new. It wasn't this crew. You lead the league. Yeah, 122 penalties. Lead the league, and you're second in penalized yards. So stop
right.
it. You know, but quickly about Zeke, Rob, just to finish, put a bow around that. In their last 8 games, in 7 of them, Rob, he has failed to average 4 yards a carry.
That's crazy.
In the game. I mean, so, and Pollard isn't the same because right now, you know, he's got that foot, plantar fascia. So, I like Dak. Everybody knows it. But I'm objective. He still has yet to prove that he can put them on his back against good teams without
the strong
running
game. He destroys the also-rans.
And yesterday was another example, Rob. He's 2-4 against winning teams this year. And they've lost 3 straight, their last 3 against winning teams.
Yeah, and you go look at his lifetime record, Chris. It's not good. It's not against
right.
the better teams.
It was 13
not that you should have a winning record.
A
you want to be about 500 and destroy
right.
the bad teams. That's all.
Right.
Not a
right.
winning. You don't have to have a winning record. I bet you look at it. It's hard to beat good
Most
teams.
Most have maybe
right.
slightly below 500
or right above
500.
Right.
Right. But still, we just seen it time and time again that Dak doesn't put up the huge numbers and win. For the most part, against the good teams. And obviously, that's who you're facing in the playoffs. And quickly, about that vaunted defense everybody was raving about, Rob, they've given up against the winning teams in their 6 games against teams with winning records this year. They've given up 26 points a game.
How many?
17-26. 26
wow.
points a game. They've only given up 17 against the losing teams. All right, keep it locked. We got 1 hour left.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.